every year I go back home to Sacramento for the holidays. I'll be doing it this year, like I did the same thing last year. Now, I was missing American food. I'm living in Poland. They don't have the kind of nigga food like I like. So I needed to get some hamburger helper in my life, the cheeseburger kind. So once I got to Sacramento, the first thing I did, I stole my mama's car. I didn't steal it. She let me borrow it. I drove to Raley's, which is a big grocery store in Sacramento. I went to get me some cheeseburger hamburger helper. Got to the store, got to the hamburger helper aisle where they have all the spaghetti and bread and pasta and shit. And lo and behold, there's a fat ass booty right there. I said, there must be a God. You gonna give me some hamburger helper and let me holler at a girl with a big old booty at the same time? White Jesus, you are that nigga. So I'm looking at the booty, and I'm not even thinking about this hamburger helper no more because I'm staring at her ass. She turns around faster than my eyes could get off her ass. You niggas have done that before. Okay? Comment in the chat below when the video is uploaded if you have ever been caught staring at somebody's booty because she turned around faster than your eyes to get off her ass. And you got to play the role like you're looking at your watch or something like that. I know. I've been there, nigga. I know. She catches me staring at her booty. When she turns around, I realize, oh shit, I fucking know you. Her name is Cassandra. Now, Cassandra used to be a chick who was used to beat up bitches. She was sexy, fat ass booty, twerking on Facebook, beating niggas up on Facebook, cussing niggas out on Facebook. I mean, she was crazy. But she was also a hoe. The furthest thing from what I'm about to tell you of what she's doing now. Just sit tight. I said, hello, Cassandra. You looking good. Good to see you. Good to see you too, O'Shea. Which told me, yeah, O'Shea, I heard that you're in medical school. I watch your YouTube videos from time to time again. I said, oh shit. I'm like, man, well, maybe I'm about to get some of this ass too. But again, the ban on ugly niggas was not lifted in 2017. That's going to be lifted in 2019. Okay. So she wasn't going to give me no ass. I thought I had a chance. So I said, yeah, we should hang out. She said, yeah, you should come and visit me at my church. I'm like, what church is this? St. Twerk Baptist Church? St. Hood, Mount Hood Rat Ministries? No, this is not the church. She's actually in church. Now, she had a big old booty, but she wasn't like dressed provocatively or nothing. You can see it, right? This motherfucker had changed her life. So she said. She said, yeah, add me on Facebook, on Instagram. I add her on Facebook, got her phone number, whatever like that. I started looking at some of her Facebook messages. And you guys know how it is, the Facebook timeline. Every day there's a scripture. John 3:16, for God said, for God did this, and God hates those who just, you know, hella judgmental. Like, you women need to stop twerking on the video. You need to stop doing this and stop doing that. You should, just very just authoritarian with her Facebook. You know, like, she's looking down on the person that she used to be. Y'all need to stop selling drugs in these communities. You know, all kind of crazy. You know, she's just really going hard for Jesus. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. So, I didn't send it to her. She left. I called my homeboy, Lil Charles. I said, hey, nigga, you will not believe who I just talked to today. He said, who's that? I said, Cassandra. He said, with the fat ass? I said, yeah. You mean the one that you like and won't let you fuck? I said, yeah, that's her. He started laughing, right? No problem. I said, man, you'll never believe what she's doing, man. What? She invited me to church. He said, she go to church? I said, yeah. He said, nigga, don't believe that shit. She a hoe. Once a hoe, always a hoe. I said, yeah, you're probably right. I didn't go to church, but I kept following her Facebook, right? Just going in on the hoes, going in on women who are just provocative, just whatever. What does that got to do with the title of this video? Born Again Simp. Well, see, the opposite of a hoe is a simp. And the simp, his being born again is going through what is the red pill. See, for Cassandra to stop being the hoe, she needed to find Jesus to save her. To save her from herself. And the simp, the guy who was married before, the guy who was buying bitches, all type of shit. He has to basically become red peeled. That's his conversion. He ain't a simp no more. Or so he thinks. The born again simp, he goes around MGTOW, the MGTOW communities. He goes around in the red pill, you know, communities, some of them PUA communities. He talks a lot of shit about women. Many of those guys. How much they're more important than women are. And they don't need this and they don't need that. And women can't do this. And I only deal with women who are nines. I don't deal with women who are single mothers. And that sounds a lot like what Cassandra was saying. I don't do this. I don't do that. Well, come to find out, Cassandra ended up getting fucked by the pastor. Cassandra ended up was fucking a whole bunch of other niggas. And soon found herself back hoeing. But the born again simp, while he's going hard on people, criticizing other simps, laughing at other simps, I only deal with this, I won't take zero shit off women, I treat all women the same, he finds himself back simping. And see, this is the red pill. This is when the red pill doesn't take the red pill. See, the reality is that the born again simp goes back into simping every now and then. And while he's going around telling everybody that he don't simp, he falls back into simping. Because see, just like Christianity, sinning is something that happens. Simping is something that happens with men. See, you never not fall back into it. That's what the red pill didn't take the red pill this time. Because see, that's a real red pill truth. The real red pill truth is sometime down the line, you fall back into the shit. Whether you fall in love with somebody, whether you compromise every now and then, you fall back into it somehow or another. As long as you with women and you dealing with women, at some point you're going to fall back into simping. But see, what the red pill doesn't teach you, or what it should teach you, is as long as you simp a lot less than you used to, then you're still doing well. See, that's what they don't tell you. And so the born again simp criticizes other simps, but really he's a hypocrite because he falls back into simping. Do you know how many niggas have been busted out? I would never fuck with a fat girl. I would never fuck with a single mother. I would never fuck with. Lo and behold, you find out that their bitch is fat. You find out that their chick is not as good looking as what they say she said she was. And he could be going around attacking other chicks for not being attractive. And the bitch he with ain't that good looking. But see, that's trying to live up to the red pill that you can't live up to. And 100%, I would say, or 99.99% of the guys who say they are being red pill can't live up to it. And so they don't give themselves no room for error. And then when they fall back into simping, they are crushed. And that's the truth. See, the born again Christian don't understand you're going to break the rules in Christianity. And you also going to break the rules in the red pill. But see, the thing about it is Christianity will at least forgive you for it. But when niggas fall in the simping, nobody wants to forgive you. You might miss a bitch a little bit more. You might take a bitch back every now and then. You might do something like that. You might take back a woman that been mistreating you. But see, that's the thing. You have to get chances in the red pill. So be quick. Don't be so quick to judge other brothers about falling back into simping. Because when it comes out about you, and you're born again sipping, what will they say? Because see, a lot of brothers are out here practice preaching shit they're not practicing. And it will come out, nigga. You think that nobody is watching, or don't nobody know you, or ain't nobody seen you. But when you start putting yourself out there like you can't live up to what you're talking about, then that is when you get fucked. That's why I'm clear with my shit. I let you niggas know every chance I get. Calypso, Oregon. I'm getting ready to preach Calypso, Oregon. I'm gonna fall back into some tricking. That's why I made a video called I Walked in the Club and Instantly Started Tricking. Not thought about it. Instantly walked in that motherfucker. Couldn't get me past the guard. I'm nigga. Why? Because what, I give myself room for error. Tricking is fun. And sipping is sometimes fun. See, I know I'm gonna have room for error. I got tricking in my budget. Simping in my budget. You know what I mean? Simping on purpose on my budget. Because I'm gonna tell you why. You're gonna fall into it. And I wouldn't call it necessarily simple, but you understand what I'm saying? A lot of brothers think like tricking is simple. I might pay somebody a little bit more, or a compliment or two, or sometime. I might compromise on accident. I have to catch myself. Because you can fall back into it. But I got a bend but don't break mentality, because I know how real it is. I know the power of a beautiful woman and her femininity can break the strong hand on any red pill motherfucker. If he like her. And that's what we don't teach. Some of the greatest guys in the red pill got into relationships with chicks and been changed, ain't been the same. Cause you still fall in love. That's how we are wired as men. So we need to try to help each other through them tough times, not be just, oh, he's a simpy. Man, understand that power, that beautiful woman, man, brother. I'm trying to tell you, a beautiful woman that is nice to you. Man, listen. Nobody's, you never stop learning. But don't you be the one to be out there criticizing people find out about you. As if you perfect. Anyways, brothers, hope you find some joy in this. This is the Born Again Simp. Tonight we will be doing a new version of the Thirst Box. I really want to tell the brothers, thank you for joining us on Patreon. I really appreciate you as black men that watch this channel. We have grown by leaps and bounds this year. And I thank all of you brothers for what you have done for the NegroManosphere.com. We're going to take a whole new content strategy approach in 2019 with the site. We are ranked in the top 400,000 blogs. For those of you who are new, the Negro Manosphere, www.NegroManosphere.com, is my blog that I'm the CEO of. But we have great talented writers, Donovan Sharp, Tony Maceo on Tuesdays, Alan Roger Curry on Mondays, Rhyme on Thursdays. And I'm going to be joining the staff again, writing articles. So I want you guys to know that we are ever so thankful for your support as black men. We've been up for 2 years. We had the Negro Manosphere Awards. We had the Moderator Awards. It went very well. So I want to thank you, brothers. You can support our movement for just $5 a month. We have personal content over there. I have the Dr. Action comic that I'll put here in the link. Let me know what you think about it. Also, we have the Thirst Box episode number 15 dropping later on tonight. So I hope you enjoy that one and everything. So 14 rather, 14 or 15. So thank you so much. Thank you for supporting us and everything you do. New subscribers. Again, comment below. What do you think about the Born Again Simp? What's your thoughts of it? I want to hear what you had to say. I'll respond for the first 1 to 2 hours. And as you know, the buffoonery remains at an all-time high. I'm out.